At 12:09 on WGM, John Williams here. The Wintrust Business Lunch is rolling. Pete Zimmerman's the producer, and John Beaver's on a phone line. John Beaver is a financial advisor. Phase 3 Advisory Services, phase3advisory.com is the website. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
I understand you headlined to my producer, Pete, that the employment right now is close to pre-pandemic levels. It's funny because we don't put it in those terms when we talk about the inability of businesses to hire people, but that almost sounds like a good spin on the numbers.
It is a good spin, and it depends on which way you measure and what you're measuring, but we are right there at the pre-pandemic levels. The real problem is the rotational empty seats because of Omicron and how that's taking people temporarily out of the workforce.
So you think this is going to correct itself?
I do believe it will be self-correcting over time, but we have a couple of competing forces with this, so it's not just Omicron. We really don't have the labor force participation rate to where we need it to be. We still have too many people that have not re-entered the workforce yet, and various reasons for that. One of the reasons that hasn't been talked about a whole lot here is actually some of the maybe temporary, maybe permanent disabilities as a result of COVID.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, there's just such a laundry basket of ideas or reasons why people aren't going back. And, you know, whatever the numbers are that we're talking about, at the end of the day, you have trouble getting people to wait on your table, and fast food restaurants don't have in-person dining, and retail stores have trouble getting people to work the stores. For whatever reason people are missing, one wonders what will persuade people to come back to the workplace, you know?
Well, there's one thing that always does, and that is money. And so we're seeing inflation. We will be seeing inflation in wages as I see things. We had a 4.7% increase last year in wages, which didn't keep up with inflation. Certainly in certain jobs, we need to have those higher wages. Businesses don't like to hear that because that pressures earnings. But you get the wages high enough and people will come back to work.
Yeah. Do you see that? You know, it's funny because we thought at one point it would happen in September of last year when unemployment benefits ran out on people and when kids went back to school. Omicron had a lot to say about all of that, among other things. But you do think that by the end of this year that's going to change?
You know, it might still take a couple of years, but we're going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. You know, people are very creative. Businesses have adapted to this. Look at all the different ways that they've adapted over the last couple of years. And things are getting better. Think of it as a sawtooth pattern, right? You know, it gets a little better, then a little worse, then a little better, then a little worse. But we're on the right trajectory. And the economy is strong. That's good. That's a very good support for where we're going.
What are your thoughts about what the Fed is saying and doing right now?
The Fed, bottom line, I think they're between a rock and a hard place. So they've said very clearly that the economy doesn't need stimulus anymore. But they've got a lot out there. It's going to take them a little while to get that back. They don't want to just stomp on the brake pedal, and they don't want to, you know, accelerate really quickly. They do these things in little bits and pieces. So they're in the process right now of really, I would call it a change in Fed policy from where we've been the last couple of years, where they've had to stimulate. Now they're working on taking money back. And they kind of painted themselves into a corner, in my opinion. You know, it's interesting because Governor Brainard, in a testimony yesterday for a nomination, we would call it a job interview. You know, she said our big number one thing that we're fighting now is inflation. It was just a couple of years ago the Fed was saying we got to figure out how to get inflation a little bit higher. And there's a phrase that the Fed sometimes is pushing on a string. They're doing something to get the economy going, and it doesn't quite work. Well, now we're looking at the opposite side where they may be behind the curve in fighting inflation, but they will be fighting it. No question about that.
I don't hear much talk about stimulus anymore. You've raised that topic for us here. You don't see the federal government pumping more money into our wallets that way, do you?
No, but see, they still are right now. We don't quite see it. So they put money on the table by buying bonds, and they're still doing that. When they talk about the taper, that means that they're reducing the amount of money that they're putting on the table each month. Now, they are tapering. They're down to about $60 billion a month that they're putting on the table. They do anticipate going to zero sometime this year. The exact pace is to be determined. But the other thing is interest rates. whatever the inflation rate is, that's what we should be getting on our money in the bank. And yeah, we had 7% last year. Maybe we're going to average around 3%. You look at your bank statement, that's not what you're getting. That's because the Federal Reserve is keeping the interest rates abnormally low right now. And on the long end of rates, you know, long term, they have an effect when they buy bonds. They're actually keeping those rates down too. So they're still providing quite a bit of stimulus in this interest rate differential.
Are you bullish in equities this year?
Not so much this year. Because the economy is strong doesn't mean that the market will be strong. And the market is dealing with a lot of changes this year. The first thing is the change in Fed policy. Usually has a little trouble with that. If the Fed raises interest rates three times, we have a phrase, three steps and a stumble in the market. Doesn't mean it has to happen, but it's another clue. It's also midterm elections. It's interesting. In the midterm election years, research by Capital Group indicates that in those years, the market tends to go sideways pretty much the whole year and then rallies once we get really close to the election, and that's due to the uncertainty of things. Now, in the non-midterm years, the market tends to climb throughout the year, have its setback in the fall, right, and then rally into the close. So it could be a rough year this year.
John Beaver is a financial advisor. Phase 3 Advisory Services, phase number 3, advisory.com is the website. Hey, John, nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for helping us out today.
You're welcome.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN in the newsroom with weather and markets. Here's Bob Kessler.
The Dow is up again now.